She understands what Iowa means. She understands rural Iowa. She understands urban Iowa. She understands small town Iowa. She's not going to lead a commercial. She's not going to need a commercial to explain to you that she understands what's important about your lives. Kim Reynolds is not going to have to be briefed on what a hog farm looks like or what a small town looks like. Kim Reynolds is not going to need a photo op because Kim Reynolds is the photo op of Iowa. So it is with my absolute pressure as a small town guy to introduce you to our Governor Kim Reynolds.
Well, I was born in a small town.
Crowd, I want to say thank you for being here today and supporting the one of the best United States senators that we have in Washington, D.C., serving us, Senator Joni Ernst. Yeah. Chairman Kaufman, thank you for what you do every single day on behalf of Republicans up and down this ticket. You are energizing us, uniting us, and keeping our message in the forefront, and we are grateful, sir, to everything you do on behalf of Republicans. And he's going to help lead us to victory in 2018. Where'd Travis go? Thank you, sir, for your great service to this country and for continuing to serve the men and women who put their life on the line for our behalf. We salute you. Thank you. And same with Senator Ernst. Not only we thank her for her great service to this country and her continued public service to Iowans. And I want to say what an honor it is to have the opportunity to serve you as the 43rd governor of this great state. I am so honored and excited to be here with Joni and the 4th Annual Roast and Ride. You know, Iowa's pretty darn lucky to have someone like her in the United States Senate, and I am so, so proud to call her and Gail friend. Joni, friends, Joni is someone who gets up every day and shows the folks in Washington what it's like to work hard and stand up for what you believe in, what it's like to stand up for farmers, veterans, and all Americans. She's fighting for agricultural important issues that are vital to our state, and that includes protecting a robust RFS, promoting trade, and holding the president and his team to the word on these important issues. You know, it's about making sure that Iowans are heard in Washington. And as you probably know, when Joni calls, President Trump listens. He respects her strength and her convictions, and I've seen firsthand how hard she fights for our state. She's someone who doesn't back down, and she doesn't back away from who she is. And that is absolutely the kind of leadership that moves Iowa forward. And it's also why elections in Iowa are so important, and this election is critical. It's going to help decide who we are as a people and what kind of Iowa we're going to pass on to our children. And that is exactly why I am running to continue serving you as the governor of the amazing state of Iowa. I want Iowa to continue to be a place where it doesn't matter where you come from, only where you want to go. A place where life is centered around faith, family, and community. A place where hard work and big dreams are more important than famous names and big checks. That's the Iowa I know, a place where dreams truly can come true. Where a working mom can go back to school and graduate from college, even if it took her 40 years. A place of opportunity where a checker at Hy-Vee or a biscuit maker from Hardee's can stand before you today as the governor and United States Senator of the greatest state in the nation. Iowa is a place where two Iowa girls fight side by side to protect the state that we love. It's a special place, and it is the best place in the country to live. Because in Iowa, no matter your past, if you work hard, you have a future. And we're living proof of that. We are two working moms that started out wanting to make a difference in the corner of the state where we lived. Now, my opponent grew up a little bit differently from me and from most of us, and that's okay, because here in Iowa, we absolutely celebrate wealth. But does he understand the tough decisions most of us make when we're trying to make ends meet? And you have to question it, because the first thing he wants to do is raise your taxes and repeal the tax cut that put more money in hardworking families' pockets, small business, and farmers. And that's not the direction that I think we need to be going. You're working hard, and it's your money. And in a recent debate, when asked if Iowa is the best place in the country to live, he said, no. The man that wants to lead this state told the entire country that Iowa is not the best place to live. Now, to his defense, he got a second chance, so they circled back and asked him again, and he said, absolutely not. Well, Fred, if you don't think Iowa is the best place to live, then you just don't know Iowa. If you think Iowans want higher taxes and more government, then you don't know Iowa. If you think government knows better than parents how to raise their children, then you don't know Iowa. And if you think eliminating jobs in rural Iowa is the right way to lead, then you don't know Iowa. And if you think the governor's office is for sale for the highest bidder, then you don't know Iowans. So you don't know Iowa, but I do. And I know our state because I've seen what can happen when a small town girl like me, and for all of you, can make their dreams come true. I've seen what can happen when you're not afraid to chase your dream. My story is the Iowa story, so let me ask you this as I wrap up. Were you proud when Iowa was named the number one state in the country? Well, you should be proud, because it's about you. It's about our people. It's about our work ethic. It's about our values. And it is about people just like you that are working hard every single day in every corner of this state to make our communities in Iowa grow and prosper. But we can't stand on our status quo. We have a lot of work to do. In fact, we are just getting started. I'm just getting started. We want to build on the accomplishments. I am proud of the capacity that exists within this state and the opportunity that exists within your state. And the Lieutenant Governor and I, we need your support. We need your vote. And I tell you, if we work together, and we will elect Republicans up and down this ticket, and I promise you, we will continue to move this state forward, and we will continue to be the best state in the country to live, work, and raise a family. God bless you. God bless this great state. And God bless the United States of America. God bless you.
We got a winner or what, folks? And I agree so much with the governor. Prince Frederick, which I like to call him, has nothing to do about Fred Hubbell's wealth and the fact that he's a trust fund guy that didn't earn it. It has everything to do with attitude. Can you even imagine Sir Frederick Hubbell at a venue like this? We'd have to explain, first of all, what hay is. And second of all, and seriously, Fred Hubbell would look as out of place at a farm venue like this as I would at a Shyness convention. The guy doesn't have a clue, folks. We all know that. Ask the people that even know him in urban Iowa. They know that. This is a little trophy on his case. So you go, Governor Reynolds. We want somebody that knows in their heart of hearts that Iowa is number one and not changing it just for the sake of political points like Sir Frederick Hubbell. Other than that, I don't have any opinions on that.